The biggest takeaway from Mr. John Mara on Monday was they better win next year, and we need to figure out the quarterback, whether it's in the draft or in free agency. And the truth is, as you sit here in the middle of January trying to figure out the ideal scenario is drafting a young quarterback who can sit and wait and learn, and sit, wait, and learn from Aaron Rodgers. As crazy as that sounds, it's just true. Because the other veteran quarterbacks the Giants are going to look at are not as good. And if you want to win next year, and John Mara, I thought, made very clear on Monday, they better win next year, Aaron Rodgers gives you that best chance. And so what's very tough to do, I admit, because I was confronted by Dove Kramer during our last commercial break. Dove, of course, a legend of WFAN, worked with him for a very long time doing Middays with Joe. Dove looked at me disgustedly and said, Aaron Rodgers to the Giants? And I said, Dove, you like to think. Mm. You like to not just read a headline and freak out.
So think about it more.
Think about it more and then tell me where I'm wrong. Because, yeah, it's a very exclamation point-filled headline. But the reality is, if you agree with me, and I think most do, that the Giants need to win next year, and you also want to develop a young quarterback, having a veteran play most of the season is pretty ideal. And Aaron Rodgers, assuming he's released by the Jets, and I do assume he'll be released by the Jets, will be their best option.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a ton of other great options out there. And the draft presents two interesting ones. But even if you do end up with Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. It always is.
I mean, don't you think they should sit?
Well, unless it's just ideal. The offensive line is put together and it's just better than it has been over the last, half a decade. Unless things just feel like they can step in and not have to carry the entirety of the load, then they absolutely should sit. Now, if things do work out better, they have a better offensive line and, I don't know, Tyrone Tracy and Malik Nabers and Wandell, maybe they get somebody else in the draft. It just looks like this is an easy, situation for a young quarterback. Maybe they get a tight end to step into. Maybe you play. But I think the best scenario is to sit young quarterback.
Absolutely.
I think it's always been that way.
And the Giants have done that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely they have. And they've had success doing that.
When you think of, here's the other aspect if you go down into your memory banks.
Even though I can't think of most recent success, is really just.
Of sitting?
It was, because Daniel Jones didn't sit that long.
He didn't sit. Well, that's the difference. Like, there's a difference between sitting for 3 weeks and sitting for an entire season the way Patrick Mahomes essentially did.
Yeah.
Rodgers would allow you the ability to sit for a full season, assuming he doesn't get hurt.
Right.
And by the way I would protect myself on something like that is to learn from the Jet mistakes. If you brought in Aaron Rodgers, and let's say you drafted Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, and you want them to sit for the year, bring in another quarterback.
Yeah,
bring in another veteran just in case.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's happening, and you're starting to see quarterbacks do this, maybe this is the Bo Nix situation. It used to be quarterbacks, any college player was trying to get out of college as fast as possible. And this has nothing to do with NIL, but they were trying to get out of college as fast as possible so that they would get to that second contract before they were 28 years old. You know what I mean? So it's not like you're signing your second contract when you're 30. But for quarterbacks, because now they can, they play until their late 30s. You don't have to rush out of college in order to have that second contract available to you. You can come out at 25 and get your fifth-year option, at 29 or whatever it may be, and still have a lot of years to play.
Absolutely.
And so I think I think going to start happening is that quarterbacks are going to stay longer in school. I mean, this is what Sean was alluding to when he said with Arch. Right? People think Arch is coming out next year. He might not. He might stay
Never
until
know.
2027.
Never know.
And because he doesn't need to be out this early. He doesn't need that second contract opportunity to happen before he's 28 years old. So you could get more seasoned quarterbacks when they're 24, 25 years old coming into the NFL as opposed to being 22 or 21 and just lost or not physically ready to play in the NFL. It's a different scenario.
One thing I need to defend myself on and defend you on is a lot of people are very upset that we had the L ceremony not on SNY. And I want to tell you why. SNY should carry us for a full 4 hours.
Mm.
If they carry us for a full 4 hours, then the L ceremony would have been on TV. That's point number one.
Right.
So there's a little negotiation, when the deal is up. Point number two is our digital department, which does a great job, will have a chance to put it out there later. And so you'll get to see it courtesy of the wonderful WFAN digital department. So that's my counter for the criticism I'm now receiving from many people who are listeners to this show.
And we just couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait. No, I'm saving something else for TV. You're definitely going to want to escuche at a little after 4 o'clock, especially to see the faces on some of my coworkers once we reveal that. I wish I had other words in Spanish I could use right now. También. A lot of other stuff going on today.
That's
Deportes,
also.
Football Americano.
That's weekend.
Yeah. What? No, it's not. Football Americano?
No, Deportes.
Oh, Deportes is sports.
Sports.
Yeah.
And you know what? Not for nothing. When it comes to wearing this L, Evan is El Pollo.
El Pollo means chicken.
Chicken, yeah, right? You're a chicken. Yeah. You're never going to wear it.
What do you mean I'm never going
to
wear it?
You're going to be too chicken to wear it.
Oh, I'll wear the one. I deserve it.
I know you flex, I just flexed my learn of the Spanish language on you.
When I earn my L, and I will at some point, I don't think there's any question, I will wear the L that you're now wearing for the rest of the show. Let's get back to your calls, which includes Brian in Secaucus. How are you, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
First of all, I thought Joe Beninga was a friend of yours. You're going to put him in the loony bin if Rodgers takes the Giants.
I know. It would bother him. And honestly, it would bother me if the Giants start winning. I'm just being honest that it makes sense.
I love the idea. You know, without him next year, you have zero chance. With him, I think he was hurt these first 2 years.
Are you talking about the Jets or the Giants right now?
The Giants. Okay. I like the idea for the Giants. I think he played hurt with the Jets, and you could see how better he was playing towards the end.
Now, that's true, but can I give you the negative towards that? And we could go back and forth on it. Because I'm a Jet fan who leans towards not wanting him back. Joe and I disagree about that. And a part of why I lean against it is I'm trying to project the future. And even though you're right that he played a lot of this season hurt, at 41-42, the odds of him being healthy are even lower.
Right. Brian, are you a Giants fan or a Jet fan?
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan. Big fan of yours, Tiki.
Oh, appreciate
Big
it.
Giants fan.
Yeah, so the problem with this whole scenario is it leaves the Jets in a terrible spot. Now, the thing with the Jets is that there isn't as much urgency. Right? They're going to have a new coach. They're not on the hot seat right away.
No, but there's a few. Yes, that's one factor. There's a few factors on why it's different with the Jets, and you nailed number one. Whoever the new coach is, veteran, rookie, they are not expected to win right away the way Brian Daboll and Joe Shane need to win. That's number one. Number two, as much as you say, it's fungible, the salary cap implications of bringing back Aaron Rodgers, unless he renegotiates, is very, very big.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of money. And so a new coach, especially a young one, because I'm endorsing candidates, but if you ask me to guess how this all ends for the Jets, I believe their next head coach will be Aaron Glenn. If I'm right in my prediction, do we really think Aaron Rodgers and a rookie quarterback is really the best way to start a new era? Is that fair to Aaron Glenn?
No.
So if that's true, then...
Because Aaron Glenn loses a lot of the spotlight. And I don't mean from the media. I mean from, like, the locker room to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Just like Robert Saleh did, just like Jeff Ulbrich did. Like, a lot of that just ends up siphoning off towards the quarterback when Aaron Rodgers at 41 years old is in your locker room.
It makes it a much more difficult situation for a young quarterback or for a young head coach who's not in the same win-now position that Brian Daboll is in. What made this thing make the most sense is what Mr. Mara said Monday. He basically told the world they better win next year. Okay, well, if that's what it's about without hurting your future, then Aaron Rodgers is perfect.
Yeah.
Because you're not trading for some veteran. You're not making some short-sighted deal. You're bringing in the perfect and best bridge quarterback while drafting a young player to sit and learn not just from Aaron Rodgers, but from Brian Daboll, who has a track record, not just in college, but in the NFL with Josh Allen, of developing young quarterbacks.
Right.
Connor is calling from Goshen. What's up, Connor?
Hey, Evan. Hey, there, Tiki.
What's up, man?
I agree with you, like, Evan, what you were just saying about actually bringing Rodgers in. And I also agree about, you know, finding maybe a quarterback in the draft. But I'd like to ask your opinion, even Sean's opinion, about if you were going to do that direction, what quarterback you would like to see happen. What I would like to see is actually... I'm impressed by Jackson Dart. He has a cannon of an arm.
Yeah,
he is pretty accurate. And I know, like, he had made some mistakes in college and things like that.
But
I mean, he's impressive. I mean, I'm not impressed by the kid from Penn State. You know, he might get in after game. Yeah, but I'd rather go after, I think, Jackson Dart, to be really honest.
Well, it's an interesting one because I think all those other options outside of Shador and Cam, they're just question marks. Like, right. I think the next one on the list is actually Jalen Milroe,
right,
from Alabama. But he's more of the, honestly, he's going to be like Josh Allen. Hopefully like Josh Allen, meaning completion percentage isn't phenomenal. He has a big arm, can throw the ball wherever he wants to.
Top speed. Kind
great
of
athlete. It can be in one of those, hey, man, if not there, just run, right?
Right.
Create space, you know, extend the play. If it's not there, go get 2 or 3 yards. Hell, break a tackle and go 50, right? That's what kind of quarterback he feels like he's going to be in his first year in the NFL if he comes and plays right away. It's just a lot of growth that he still needs as a passer. Jackson Dart he's a little bit different. He's more polished in a sense as a passer, but he's also kind of knuckleheady on the field.
Yes.
And so it's like, all right, can you teach that out of him? Or would you rather have someone who hasn't learned those bad habits, just isn't good at them yet? And so it's just they need to sit. Whoever outside of those top two comes into the league, and if they come to the Giants, they're going to need to sit. You can't throw them out there because they're just not ready.
And the other two guys will be Quinn Ewers from Texas, but right. His problem is he's not mobile, doesn't run. Right.
And he got hurt.
And 10 cent brains, Carson Beck from Georgia.
But he's undergoing surgery for right. UCL.
Right.
UCL surgery.
Right.
Now you can come back from that because Stafford came back from that, but still, I mean, it's a big surgery to have in January of the year you're getting ready to get drafted.
But a lot of panic throws from him, too.
Yes.
So you said you're better off sitting these guys.
The other guys?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, could Shador and Cam come in and figure it? Maybe.
But they should sit too.
I'd want to sit them as well.
And which veteran quarterback would you like ahead of them in an ideal world, Tiki? Get to pick anybody you want. Who is it?
I mean,
who is it?
There aren't any other ones other than Aaron Rodgers.
Bingo. So we come back to the point I made at the top of the show that caused you to guffaw at me. And what I said at the top of the show, you can rewind to 2 o'clock, is I said, I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound clickbaity, and it's going to sound stupid, and it's going to sound like I'm the drunk guy at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But when you peel away the layers, you will realize it's actually their best option.
Yeah.
The answer is Aaron Jefferson Martinez Aloysius Rogers.
Right.
It's just the reality. Are you sold, Tommy?
No.
Why?
This idea is so bad, I wish I came up with it, to be honest with you. First of all, Aaron Rodgers is going to want to learn a new system. He's a guy that he's a creature of habit, so he's got to learn a new system. Mm-hmm. That's number one. I brought up before, he's going to want to bring his buddies along.
Well, but before you continue, mm-hmm. I want to put something into your head. He is not in the position he's in to make any demands. So if he's going to continue his NFL career, whether it's with the Giants or at San Francisco or Pittsburgh or whatever team you want to come up with, ask yourself as you make these points, do you really think he's in position to take advantage of a desperate franchise the way he did the Jets again?
Yes, I think what's the old phrase? You let the wolf in the hen house? So he could give you the old, well, I'm not going to make any demands. I'll come in. I'll play with the program. And then a guy like Aaron Rodgers has a big ego, all of a sudden starts stirring the pot and starts doing what he does. He did it with the Packers. He did it with the Jets. He might say all the right things to start out, but then when he gets in there, then he becomes the wolf in the hen house. That's my theory on this. And honestly, Giant fans, we should be better than this. This is just feels very much like a desperate fan base.
No, take Rodgers. I need to give you a hold on.
All right, go ahead.
Because that line is going to play right into my
hold
point.
Hold on.
Giants fans need to be better than this?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I'm wearing the L here, Tommy, but...
L's for something different.
But the point is, Tommy, I don't know. I remember a time about 2 months ago, you proudly became positive, Tommy, for the Jets, quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers, the same quarterback that you're telling us all these thoughts about now, and you are also proudly a Giants fan. So why was Aaron Rodgers and the ego and everything good
I'll
enough
you
for
why.
You to become positive on, but when it comes to your own team, suddenly you back out and go, we can't have any of that over
there's
here?
There's a very, very easy Ruh-roh. Answer for that.
Ruh-roh.
Aaron Rodgers got a lot of people fired this year, including positive Tommy. I was fired from my Jets fandom because Aaron Rodgers couldn't get the job done.
That's right. I got rid of him.
Evan literally fired me on the air, not from this job, but positive Tommy being the Jet, whatever.
Rah, rah, guy. It didn't work.
That's a better answer than I thought he was going to come prepared.
No, it's a great answer. I think the real question back is...
That was Evan being desperate, by the way.
Yes, I was a very desperate person.
Yes. He was trying to borrow the mojo of positive Tommy.
I was.
But what actually happened is that he ruined the mojo of positive Tommy.
Yeah, because the Mets lost to the Dodgers a few days later, so it all went to hell.
Right.
I think that the caricature we've created about Aaron Rodgers is exaggerated. And I think it's exaggerated because the Jets were because the Jets were so desperate as a franchise, they allowed all of the things he described happen.
Right.
It's a lot of it's the Jets' fault.
Well, who said this recently? Who just said we're not going to have the Shad Khan? Did you hear that comment from Shad Khan? He was talking about whether Trevor Lawrence was going to be giving any input about whoever the head coach is going to be.
Right.
He said something like, you know, we're not going to have the Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, did he really?
Whatever.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was something along that line.
It's amazing for a horrible owner to actually have the balls to say that.
Why are
it's
you taking a shot?
It's one thing if it's like a competent owner that I respect, but Shad Khan and his son Tony don't know how to run their businesses. Well, it's their sports business.
Tony's doing AEW.
Yeah, so. And he's doing a terrible job with that. And Shad's doing a terrible job with his football franchise. Now, he's made a lot of money, so I give him a lot of credit for that. And like you always say, owners make money, so good for them on that.
He also makes a ton of money because he has a bumper.
What's a bumper?
On your car. Every Toyota.
Oh, that was his thing?
That's his
thing. Okay, look, he's done brilliant things, but as a sports owner, he's really, really bad. So the gall of him to take a shot at another franchise.
And why he keeps holding on to Trent Baalke, I have no idea.
Yeah, which is strange. So I think a lot of the Rodgers critiques are relatively fair, but you're ignoring the fact that the Jets allowed it to happen.
I think that's the biggest thing about the Jets. When I think about the 2024 season for the New York Jets, it was that all these things were bad things happened, but a lot of them didn't have to.
Right, and I think a lot of the bad things that happened weren't Aaron Rodgers' fault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been critical of Aaron. I'm not saying he's perfect, but they fired their coach 5 weeks into the season, and I don't believe Aaron Rodgers fired the coach. I believe the owner, who doesn't know what he's doing, fired the coach.
I didn't have an issue with this, but the Giants did allow Malik Nabers to go to a Travis Scott concert when he was in concussion protocol. So it's not like they're running this super tight ship anymore. This
true,
is not the
but
oldest.
It was just a at least
I didn't have an issue with it, but
just,
they did.
He was in the building.
No, I was cool with it. I'm just saying it's not like the Giants are like the military at this point. They've gotten looser through the years.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that. But I find it hard to stop kids from doing things that they're going to do.
I agree with you 100%.
Like they're grown-ups that have a ton of money. What do you tell? You can't go to the Travis Scott concert.
Right. Well,
but then they're going to tell Aaron Rodgers what to do?
The background, by the way, on the Travis...
Exactly, Tommy.
you got to present it in a fair way, though, Tommy. The background on the Travis Scott concert was that he was coming off a concussion. So the concern was, is being at a loud venue good for you when you're dealing with that? It wasn't simply going to a concert.
No, I said
it was at MetLife, right?
I apologize if you did.
And it was at MetLife, right?
Yes,
it was at MetLife.
I mean, he literally finished his practice, just walks across the street.
I just don't think that's comparable.
I literally have no issue with it, but we saw a little bit
bring it up.
Because Malik Nabers is a
rookie.
Because
it became a controversy. It became something that was like, why are you letting him go to Travis Scott?
And even some other stuff with Malik this year, it looked like the Giants were sort of looking the other way with some stuff. And Aaron Rodgers is going to walk in here and they're going to tell him what to do?
Can I give you some truth serum? And y'all want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
And the audience is going to listen in on this. The real reason you don't like the Aaron Rodgers idea is not what you laid out. The real reason you don't like the Aaron Rodgers idea is that it wasn't your idea.
If you know anything about me, you know that that is always the case more often than not with takes. That's about 3% of this. The 97% of this is, I feel, you want to have some truth serum here?
Yeah.
I think this is you trying to pawn off Aaron Rodgers to the Giants as part of a master plan. I don't know what your endgame here is, but this feels like, as Nick Saban would call it, rat poison.
So
interesting.
No, the answer to that abruptly is no, is I am IFOing this right now. I'm looking at the Giants separately. The Jet conversation we've had and we'll continue to have. Should they bring Rodgers back? Like, that is going to be a conversation that you will hear from all of us at this radio station at different times. I lean right now towards not bringing him back. Okay. Now, I've also admitted...
Because of who you think the head coach is going to be, or because you don't think he has it anymore?
So I've got...
Because those are two different conversations.
Yeah, so there's a good column, there's a bad column. I'm not as steadfast as some are, I should say. The good column of bringing him back is that he gives them the best chance to win.
Yep.
The bad column is the salary cap situation. The bad column is the relationship frayed with Garrett Wilson. The bad column is, if it's a rookie coach, what does he do to him? The good column is, if it's a veteran head coach, it can work.
Yes.
The negative column is, even though he was healthy towards the end of the season, he's going to be 42 years old. Like, I can't project healthiness as he goes into his 40s.
It's impossible. There's one guy in modern football who's done it.
Yeah.
One.
Right.
And that's Tom Brady,
so
he's kind of a freak.
I lean towards not bringing him back, and it's merely I listen to what John Mara said the other day. I know the Giants situation. I've always been a proponent, as long as I've been on this radio station, that young quarterbacks should sit. That's always been my opinion. Whether it's been Sam Darnold or Mark Sanchez, I don't know if anyone wants that or cares to go into the archives. I screamed about that with Sanchez. I didn't want him playing right away. I wanted Kellen Clemens playing. With Sam Darnold, I wanted Teddy Bridgewater. I've always been a proponent of it's better to have them sit. So that's consistent. I think the Giants are going to draft a quarterback, but the owner already said you got to win. So how do you accomplish both?
Right.
And the best way to accomplish both is Aaron Rodgers. You can't bust through that. That's just laid out beautifully on why I've come to that conclusion with no evil in my heart whatsoever.
There's a third thing, and if you'll allow me, can I produce the Lugauer for a second?
Go ahead.
Tommy, you're so mad that Evan came up with this idea.
Well, I didn't say I was mad.
No, no, no.
I just tipped my cap.
At 6:31, here's the show open. You know what? I did a lot of thinking of what Evan said all afternoon about Aaron Rodgers, and you know what he could provide? He could do for Tommy DeVito what he already did for Jordan Love. He could groom Tommy DeVito, and we figure out him as the veteran quarterback. This is what Tommy DeVito's been missing, a Super Bowl champion quarterback to groom him.
Maybe you should do the Lugauer show. That's a good one.
I tell you.
I don't hate it. I'll give you that. By the way,
Tommy's going to think about this for the next 3 hours.
Oh, for sure.
Tommy's upset that Sean and I are thinking.
He's writing down notes in the break.
I already turned to Sean. I'm like, I think I'm going to do this on the Lugauer. There also is another elephant in the room.
The Giants suck.
So Aaron Rodgers is on the record saying that.
No, come on.
Wait, I just played it.
That's Tommy.
The Giants suck.
Context matters.
Tommy, I love you.
He's using that as a comparison.
84 minutes for you to play that drop.
Mm.
84 minutes.
No, I there was a couple of openings, and I just didn't feel like it was the right time, so I did the old Mr. Perfect where I threw the football to myself.
There. I gotcha. Because I didn't tell any of our coworkers here, Tiki, Sean, or Lugie, this is the statement I wanted to open the program with.
You just wanted to hear our natural reaction.
Yeah, sometimes I think
you got mine.
I did, and your natural reaction was, that's the worst idea ever. Now you've already come around to it. But I guessed in my head it was going to take 11 minutes for Tommy to put out that wonderful drop of Aaron Rodgers saying, and I quote,
The Giants suck.
I had it right here. I wanted to play it. I just didn't find the right opening.
Understand this. If I'm right and they get Aaron Rodgers, they're going to play that constantly.
Oh, all the time.
I mean, it's just
there's so much. There's so much to this, too. Oh, that's what it is, too. I know what it is. And how you don't realize this, Sean. Evan is going to absolutely stick this down Sean's throat on a daily basis.
Yes, that's
because
true.
Because Sean has... And he has his reasons, and some of them, I think, are fair and some are unfair. But you've done nothing but trash Aaron Rodgers for years,
right,
and you have no choice now to back this guy to get into the playoffs to stick it to the Jets fans.
Just like the Jets, the Giants next year, because of the ultimatum, the non-ultimatum ultimatum that's been placed on them, are in a desperate spot. Right, they have to win.
And if you
and what do you do when you're desperate? You make decisions that you wouldn't normally make.
The old politics makes strange bedfellows.
100%.
But I don't like being a desperate organization.
I don't either, bad. But they have to be. The winning has just not been sustainable enough, right? Unless you want another regime turning things over and starting all over again. All right, let's try again. The problem is when you try again, you end up going back to the bottom.
And I'm a more mature man in 2025. I'm a more mature man in the last hour since I put
Spare
on this
us.
L.
You're wearing a Toy Story shirt.
I'm a more mature man. I'm here to tell you, it's all there in the audio archive. You can go back to the Odyssey Rewind app. You can hear my reaction. Did I once say, yeah, let's get him. Let's go win 11 games. My hatred at Aaron Rodgers and the Jets was, you are jumping way too ahead of yourselves. He's not. I actually think my word was, hey, go find a way to stabilize this thing and win 8 games.
Right.
That is not bragging and being pumped up about bringing in Aaron Rodgers.
You're talking about when Aaron Rodgers first came to the Jets.
Yep.
And everybody thought they were going to the Super Bowl.
But there's also things that you have gotten on reporters for not asking Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
You're going to keep that same energy with the Giant reporters when they
not
just sort of bow at the feet of Aaron Rodgers.
If Aaron Rodgers deserves to be asked questions, we're going to scream as Giant fans that they should have been asked.
And you know what? We go to Giants camp this year and I'm not suspended and we get Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you'll definitely be suspended.
I'll ask him.
Ask him which question? Like, what's the question you want to ask me about 9/11?
Yeah, Aaron, you know what? You're playing in New York, played here for 3 years. DeShone Kizer had some things where you question, what are your actual thoughts on 9/11?
All right.
Let's get it out there, Aaron.
But Evan also wants us to fight with each other. I know what's going on here. And he's right, because you would be the major hypocrite here if you are now banging the drum. And I understand you root for the uniform. I get that. And if Roger Clemens was a Met, me and Evan would have loved him. You know that as much as
we'd
I
would have hesitated, but we would have loved
I hesitated
him.
For like a second or two and then be like, go, Roger, go,
you know,
because
you
root for the laundry.
You know what happens when you root for somebody you don't like Tom Glavine? I mean, that's a perfect example I would use.
And that ended well.
Yeah. you're very quick to rip them when things go badly.
Yeah, of course. You're ready. You're just waiting to rip them.
Yeah, you're harder on them. That's the reality. Like, you're quicker to not give somebody more time. And so that's what would happen if Rodgers was here. His first pick six, his first interception, you wouldn't be making the bend over backwards excuses that you've made in the past.
Okay, now I also want to bring up the L that I'm wearing. And I'd like to get Tommy and Tiki's thoughts.
Go ahead.
A lot of why I'm wearing the L is because Cecil, everybody said, set a take that I had subconsciously and then I presented on the airwaves and I wouldn't admit it was my take.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, do you believe that this is your original take on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets?
I have to be careful. I think that over the last few weeks, periodically, we've had, without inside depth discussions like today, it's been on the periphery. So no, okay. I wouldn't say I invented it.
Right.
Because like I said earlier, I know Giants Twitter has been discussing it. And even you, a few days ago, tweeted about a potential Jackson Dart, Aaron Rodgers locker room. So no, it's not.
F you, man.
Oh, that's what you had?
I was teeing you up for an hour and a half to read that tweet.
It's not. No. It's not my original idea. That would be very arrogant to think that. It's more, I'm presenting it to you. And the way I presented it at the start of the show was, sometimes things are said and they're just so stupid. And you're like, you're an idiot. I don't even want to listen to you. That's crazy. But then when you further discuss it, you're like, damn, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, because there aren't other options.
Right. And you go further into, you peel the layers off of it. So, no, I didn't invent it. I'm presenting it so we can talk about it and people can realize, wow, it's actually a really interesting idea.
Right. And because it is an interesting idea. Whether it works or is prudent, that's another story. But when you look at who the Giants could potentially bring in as that veteran, because again, let's reiterate, there's one quarterback on the roster, and that's Tommy DeVito. And I think he's exclusive rights,
right?
Like type of
he is.
Contract he has.
Yep.
So there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And so you're drafting most certainly, whether it's one of these kids in the first round or it's one of these other kids we're talking about, Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe or whoever the heck else is available in the second or third or latter rounds, you need a veteran.
Absolutely.
And you go look at all the veterans, and not many of them are appealing.
When we come back, two things we will do. One, we'll go through a lot of your calls real quick to get a variety of opinions on said subject at 888-808-1019. The other thing is, what is the latest on Bill Belichick possibly dumping his college job before it ever really starts? We'll give you the latest and discuss it coming up. So here's a two-part story for you. Evan and Tiki on the fan. We'll get your calls in about 4 minutes. Tom Pelissero puts out the information a few hours ago that multiple NFL teams have inquired about whether Bill Belichick would reconsider his move to college football, including the Raiders, who's got Tom Brady very involved and recently spoke with Bill Belichick, according to league sources. So that comes out, and we're all like, are you kidding me? Is this guy, after accepting the UNC job and beginning the process of building a staff and recruiting kids?
Right. He already hired his son.
To be basically his heir apparent.
Yes, but he hired his son on his staff. So he's hiring other people now.
Like, I think Bill Belichick will eventually, or at least there's a chance he'll eventually coach in the NFL. To do it immediately would be ridiculous. But then again, he is a guy who once resigned from coaching a football team, you know, a day after he was hired by writing it on a cocktail napkin.
Yes.
So,
I resign as HC of the New York Jets.
Now, the latest is that Diana Russini says Bill Belichick has no interest in leaving. Now, is that true? I don't know. And I'm not saying Diana's making it up. I'm saying that Bill may respond by saying, I have no interest, only to continue this game of playing hard to get.
Right.
Is it possible that he would leave UNC this quickly? There's a $10 million buyout, which is not a lot of money for an NFL team. Would Bill actually do this to go work with Tom Brady and coach the Raiders?
I mean, the Raiders aren't an ideal spot right now. Look, they have some good players, surely. But are they the team that you're going to jump away from this huge opportunity? And is he making a ton of money in North Carolina?
I assume he'll make a ton of money in the NFL.
Yeah, of course he will. I mean, what's Sean Payton making? $18 million or something like that? And Bill probably to make something close to that if he were to come back, even if it was for a short term. But could I see it happening? Sure. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't.
It would also be, like, why did you take the job, Bill?
Yeah.
You knew there were going to be openings. Mm-hmm. You knew about the possibility in Las Vegas.
This like, was
if
like
you
3 weeks
were,
ago.
Right. If you were interested in coaching in the NFL, you could have waited. You could have given it a little bit more time. My guess long term would be he coaches at UNC. hands the job to his son, and then next year when his buyout is a lot less, it's only $1 million, if there is still interest, he'll leave.
Yeah.
The problem is the Vegas thing does seem perfect. I understand why you don't think it is. The reason I think it's perfect is that Tom Brady's going to give him all the power. And isn't that really what Bill wants?
No, you're right. But I'm just saying it's not perfect from the roster. There's no quarterback. You're not in position to draft one. It's going to be hard to win right away, I think, in Las Vegas for Bill Belichick. And maybe it's not because he's a great coach, but who knows? I just feel like if he stays in college, he gets to really do what he wants to do and can go wherever he desires, as opposed to this opportunistic chance to get back with Tom Brady with the Raiders. But then again, there is a good chance if he waits another year, nobody has any interest.
You think so? He's still Bill Belichick.
But we saw this last year. He was we knew he was coming available.
Right.
Nobody wanted any interview.
But there seems to be interest now. Multiple NFL teams have inquired about him. So why wouldn't that continue next year, especially if he has a good year at North Carolina?
What teams are they? Let's look. We can name them.
Well, the Raiders are definitely one.
So the Raiders are one. Do you want to go work with Shad Khan and the Jaguars?
If I'm Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
I think it matters what he wants. If he wants power, maybe he gets it. Maybe Trent Baalke becomes a figurehead over there.
I mean, somehow. Whatever.
I don't know.
Cleveland Browns?
Well, they don't have an opening yet.
I mean,
who are you thinking of? The Chicago Bears?
Chicago Bears. Yeah.
I mean, Cleveland. You got Caleb Williams. That seems sort of intriguing. New Orleans Saints? New England Patriots, which conspiracy out a while ago.
And note this about the Bears, what's come out today. Ryan Poles, their general manager, has said, we're going to interview some surprising names. And Kyle Brandt has reported online who the Bears hire will end up being very surprising
really?
To the public. Yes.
Who do you think that is?
Very surprising.
That's what he said.
So does that mean it's a college coach?
I don't know. The last time a team did this was the Bears. And Tressman from CFL.
How do you define surprising?
Belichick would be surprising.
Carroll surprising?
Let me inquire. See if I can find out.
Who are you contacting? Ryan Poles himself?
No, I don't know Ryan Poles.
Who you contacting?
I don't know.
Is that secret?
Who knows Ryan Poles?
I don't know. Mrs. Poles?
Right.
His cousins? I don't know. Let's get to your calls, and then Tiki will hopefully share us the information that he receives when he inquires about the secret candidate going to Chicago. We've talked about Aaron Rodgers and how he may be gone from the Jets, but he may not be gone from this area because he makes perfect sense for the New York Giants. Let's go to Keith in Hopewell, New York. What's up, Keith? Keith. Keith going once. Keith is gone. We'll go to Chris up in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki. How you guys doing?
All's good, man.
Good.
All right. So it's a little bit of I got to go down a little rabbit hole here, but bear with me. So I agree with you, Evan, and here's why I'm thinking the Giants should do it. I think they need to trade their picks, and I think they should trade their pick mostly to the Jaguars, and here's why I say that. I think Ben Johnson is gone from us here in Detroit, and I think the team that makes the most sense for him is Jacksonville. And the reason why is because he can replicate. Yes, they got the quarterback, and these new coaches always want to replicate where they're at. So you got Brian Thomas down there. I think they need to draft Travis Hunter. You get that J-Mo St. Brown combination thing there going. The way you got to do that, you got to jump ahead of the Patriots, because I think that's who Travis Hunter would go to if the draft stayed where it is right now. So you can get a bunch of picks from Jacksonville, stockpile them. And you will have a lot of clout to move up if, per se, Manning does come out the next draft. And Ben Johnson, he wants to see ownership that's willing to make changes. I think I totally agree with you, by the way, Tiki, because I'm kind of a Jacksonville Jaguars fan as well as a Lions fan.
Right.
Baalke is he's the issue here. Peterson.
I mean, how do you get to hire three coaches? I don't understand
that. That doesn't make sense. How would we go for that here in New York? What would we say about a GM that continues to live off
anywhere.
This? Yeah, but we're more critical than Jacksonville.
True.
I don't know if they're even paying attention down there. But it doesn't make sense from afar. It just doesn't. It's like, really? Why does this guy get especially a Super Bowl winning head coach?
Mm-hmm.
Like a head coach that's actually accomplished something? Look, the negative to trading back if you're the Giants is that not only are you punting on one of the two top quarterbacks, which is fine, maybe you don't believe in them, but you're going to punt on the best available player in Travis Hunter, which is the reason why Jacksonville would trade up. Now, it does equip you, like I mentioned earlier, to be in a better position next year to trade up for Arch Manning if that's what you desire. But if you're Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, you can't afford that.
No, you don't want that. There's too much of an urgency to win. And so you got to have And putting a guy like Travis Hunter on your team, it just makes you better in multiple places. Obviously, because he's such a good cornerback, and hopefully that translates. But also, you can use him in different spots offensively and have a crazy combination of wide receivers for whoever is playing quarterback.
He's valuable, man.
To me, it doesn't make sense to move down. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of people that probably want to come up and get him, but I think the Giants, they need that, right? They need, like, a star.
Here's how it makes sense to move down, though. I got to lay out a scenario that's possible. One of the teams picking ahead of the Giants doesn't take the two quarterbacks. Mm. The Cleveland Browns say, we want the talent, we want the star. They take Travis Hunter, and the team coming up to three is coming up to get the quarterback that wasn't selected. And that, or from the Las Vegas Raiders, that'd be the example. Raiders need a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's where trading back, if you don't believe in the two quarterbacks, would make a lot of sense if you're the Giants.
True. And by the way, that might be the case.
It could be. I have no idea.
We have no idea what Joe Shane thinks about. I know he's been to a lot of Colorado practices. I don't know if he's been to as many of Miami and games and things of that nature, but we don't know what he actually thinks. You know, he's been there. It doesn't mean that he loves them.
Right.
So he's just doing his work on them.
He would be starting the season behind an immense eight ball publicly and everything if he passed on one of these quarterbacks again.
Oh, of course he would.
Well, and also in a year in which...
Unless there was an articulated free agency plan.
No, I agree. But I think in the end, they're still going to end up drafting somebody anyway. If you ended up with one of these two teams passing one of the top two quarterbacks, I just find it hard to believe they wouldn't take it.
Yeah, you better be right.
Patrick.
Who are you taking the second round?
Patrick calling from Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good talking to you. Happy New Year.
What's up,
man? You know, actually, first, Evan, I thought that was a bad idea. But you know what? I actually think it's not a bad idea for the Giants to get Aaron Rodgers. But the only problem with it is that the Giants' line is so horrible. And Aaron Rodgers' limited mobility. And let me ask you a question. If Aaron Rodgers got a chance to play with, say, for example, the San Francisco 49ers, why wouldn't he go for that situation instead? So this way they don't have to play Brock Purdy as opposed to going to the Giants.
Because
they have a team because
okay, so
wants to win.
I'll answer that for you. I think that, yes, if the San Francisco 49ers made a decision at the end of the year that after all those years of flirting with Aaron Rodgers, going all the way back to the beginning, when they thought of drafting him, this is the moment we're going to do it. We're going to trade Brock Purdy because we don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
Then I agree with you. He's probably going to San Francisco. I agree with you. I don't think you can compete with that. I don't think that's the likeliest outcome here. Like, it makes sense on paper. We can kind of explain it away. But are the Niners really going to move on from the young quarterback that they've had some success with? The answer is probably not.
Yeah.
So now let's talk realistically. He's been cut by the Jets. What are his options? And when you start to realize that there aren't a lot of them, the Giants as a place in which, just forget about the team, the geography of it, he doesn't have to move. He said openly he's loved being here and loved being in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It may not be that the top of the list of all 32 teams were available, but all 32 teams aren't available.
No. You're right. There's only going to be a few teams. And maybe not even it might only be a couple of teams.
Right.
That are available for Aaron Rodgers. Because, I mean, so many of these teams already have quarterbacks. They're not even thinking about, I need a quarterback. I don't even need a backup. If they're getting a backup quarterback because their young player is already established, they're going to get some project that they can hopefully not ever have to worry about.
And maybe one of the scenarios is, hey, Aaron, you come here, you have to compete.
Yeah.
In the Giants' case, I think the way I'd lay it out is you're playing this year.
Yes.
We drafted a young kid. We're not planning on playing him this year. We want to win. We got coaches on the hot seat. I would even admit that if I'm Brian Daboll. So you're going to get your shot to go out, maybe winning, maybe shocking the world. Maybe winning 9, 10, 11 games.
Yeah. Other than the Jets, there aren't a ton of places. They're just not.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh. But if they go far in the postseason, how do you move on from Russell Wilson?
Easy.
No, I don't think they are, but...
You're Mike Tomlin, and he knows better.
And you can do better. You can do whatever.
Mike
so it's
Tomlin.
Cleveland. It's Cleveland. So it's Pittsburgh. It's Cleveland. It's Tennessee. That's basically it. Or in the Vegas in the AFC.
Or the Niner scenario that he laid out.
Yeah, but aren't they most likely to stick with Brock Purdy?
I think they're most likely to stick with Brock Purdy. Remember this about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin did something that in the moment was very unpopular. We forget about it. They were winning with Justin Fields. He didn't give a damn what the media said, and he started Russell Wilson. So to your point of, well, what if the Steelers go on a playoff run? I think if he believes Aaron Rodgers gives him a better chance to win next year, and he probably will, then what does he care what people think?
So, I like Mike Tomlin.
And so in the NFC, it's just New Orleans and New York.
Yeah.
So there's just not a lot of options.
And that's
Pittsburgh,
where
Cleveland, Las Vegas, Tennessee, New Orleans, and New York. So six.
That's where it makes sense that he would say yes to the Giants. Mm. Ben in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
What's up, man?
I hate this idea a little less than I did 3 hours ago. But I still hate it. I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. Mm. I feel like, say this year we went all the way through with Daniel Jones, and we were 7-10, and we were still going to cut him. And we were like, oh, okay, we need a quarterback who can get us those extra two or three wins, and we can sneak into the playoffs maybe. That could be Aaron Rodgers. We're a three-win team. I think maybe with Aaron Rodgers, we're a 5- or 6-win team.
Yeah.
He brings a huge
Just like the Jets. Just like the Jets, Ben.
Yeah, but he brings a huge amount of baggage. I find him so tiresome. you know, him in, like, if you put him in Cleveland, that quarterback room of him and Deshaun Watson, that's must-see TV. I'd watch. But beyond that, I just think I wouldn't take either of the quarterbacks in the first two picks or whatever. Give me one of the guys playing for Pittsburgh right now next year. And see if we can be a 3-win team to a 6- or 7-win team last year. That would be a success.
Tiki, would you rather have Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers? Baggage included on both ends.
I wouldn't want Russell, but I probably would consider Justin Fields.
Yeah, well, Justin Fields, I don't know how he's going to fit in the Brian Daboll offense, but Justin Fields is young and still has potential.
And he can run.
Yeah, and he can run.
So let's not forget that Dabes has a lot of history with running quarterbacks. Now, we've forgotten it because we just chalk him up to his NFL tenure. But lest we forget, in 2017, he was the offensive coordinator for the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know who that quarterback room was?
Who's that?
Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, and Mac Jones. And you know what they did? They won a national championship. Right. You know what decision Brian Daboll had to make at halftime of that national championship game? I'm going to bench my starter in Jalen Hurts and start a true freshman in Tua Tagovailoa. And they went on and won that game. So he's familiar with that kind of offense, right? He's familiar with what a lot of these young players are doing successfully in the NFL. He hasn't had the quarterback to do it in the NFL.
And even Daniel Jones. He got the most out of Daniel Jones when he was mobile.
Yeah, you're right. But then he got hurt.
Right.
And so, like, it's good to be a running quarterback, but if you're going to be a reckless running quarterback and expose yourself, I remember calling games earlier this year because I called 4 Giants games. It was like, you just look at Daniel, like, get down. Just get down.
Right.
Right. You don't need to take that shot. And you worry about him getting hurt because he doesn't take shots the right way.
No, you're right. We got a lot coming up, including what Ryan Fitzpatrick got to say about Brian Flores. More of your calls on Aaron Rodgers at 888-808-1019.